Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Too early to tell, really, but probably fine.
I feel you. The air conditioning and elevators are out in my library today.
Oh,
So
no.
it's been fun. I'm like, I just luckily, dressed for warm weather and it happened to work out in my favor this time. So anyway, I
Never know.
yeah. I saw in the chat that Anya will not be here.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's just me and you. And if so, I don't always feel comfortable doing this stuff without like somebody, like I don't know, without Charlotte or Anya. So I guess we'll give them a minute.
And I don't think I have the ability to edit anything,
I have
so.
the ability to do a few things, but very few. Like I don't have the ability to change things in the sidebar. I can comment basically, and that's about it.
Yeah,
So
okay.
anyway, we'll give Charlotte a minute or two to pop in. So
Are you at UMKC?
I'm in St. Louis,
Oh,
actually,
okay.
the other side of the state.
Just a small difference, right? Yeah, that's like,
Yep.
oh yeah, you're
Are you going to be at WolfCon?
I don't know. I
Because that's
haven't
it
heard
basically
anything.
at UMKC. So,
Yeah, okay.
yeah.
I hope so, but I've not heard.
Yeah. Good morning, Charlotte.
Hello, how are
Or
you?
evening, perhaps.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Right. I'm sorry. I say good morning because it's morning here.
Yeah, it's I know.
Good afternoon, actually, right? 7, 6 hours or so different.
Six
Seven.
hours. Yeah,
Yeah.
six.
No, six. I was like, you're the same as England, right? I know when my British TV shows play over there, so I can find
England.
them that
England
way.
is 5 hours from the East Coast, and I am 6 hours.
But I see I'm not on the East Coast, so it is
Oh,
6 hours.
okay.
So yeah, so there you go. Okay. I was just telling Robert that I can't edit a lot of things, so I was waiting for you to pop in before I started sharing screen and
All right.
going through things. So, let me pop up the dashboard here. Okay, so looks like we have two TBDs. It's going slow today. Loading.
I will bring up the support dashboard as well. Then I can quicker if I need to help edit anything.
This is the one that we've kind of been sitting on for a little while. Oh my gosh, it's going to take forever to load. This mapping the concat fields. I want to say Michelle did respond. Nope, never mind. So we're still waiting for some response here about how to prioritize this. I don't know if we want to ping. Are we putting numbers in the labels still, or are
So what about tagging Ryan? Because
okay.
Michelle is just the reporter, so she cannot prioritize, but Ryan Taylor is the PO, so he can prioritize the ticket. So ask Ryan to talk with Michelle Zornowski about this ticket. That would be my recommendation.
Right. Save. Okay. So we'll just go back then. And then this one is a new one that just came in this morning. Circulation module, loan renewals allowed after due date. Folio currently allows loan renewals after due date and applies penalties and user block immediately, which is not aligned with the item or with the loan policy.
And
Let's see.
this is seen on the Ramson environment.
Looks like Ramson's R2 affected
Right.
release.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here I would I would ping Anne Ekdahl. Ekblad is her name, sorry. And ask her
I'm
to.
sorry, ping who?
Anne Ekblad. She is the PO for Vega.
Anne.
Oh, sorry. I'm not
And then,
I'm not awake yet. I apologize. Oh, there she is, Anne. Thank you. As soon as you said, I'm sorry, I'm going to wake up at some point, and it'll probably be when this meeting is over. So my apologies.
because when looking at that ticket, I cannot fully
I'm just saying, can you replicate the issue
allows
and advise?
delaying renewals after due date. In a way, I think it's a P1. It might even be a P2. It might be P2, but can also be P1 because this is about
Yeah,
that you
especially
can
if you're
trigger the
applying
system.
fines to users and things like that.
Exactly. It's money involved.
I don't think I can change anything in that sidebar, Charlotte. So if you want to give it a priority, I think you have to do that. I can
Okay.
only comment.
So
So
then I have now given it a P2, but then maybe because I am, we should be really careful about using the P1 as our strongest card.
oh,
But
absolutely.
if you can add a comment that the support sig now has given it a P2, but it might even be a P1 candidate and then a critical service patch. In a way, I think it should be a critical service patch. So maybe you want to update your ticket, your comment you just added
Oh, just edit the
instead of,
comment.
yeah, because
Okay.
that's.
How do I edit the comment? There we go. Edit the edit button. That's how you edit the comment. Good gravy.
So, then I will give it that it affect all.
I haven't seen this behavior, so not sure if it affects all.
And your environment is on Ramsons.
Yes.
Okay, then I will wait with that.
We just went to Ramsen's. I haven't seen this. I haven't also tried to, I don't know if anyone's tried to renew anything or past due. I guess I could try to renew something, but mine are very overdue. I have big fines now. I have lost book fines, even though I know they're not lost. I just moved houses. Next, go back to the dashboard. P1s. Let's see, we got one. It's looks like it's in bug fix review and it's crossed out, so I don't
That's
even know
good.
if we're allowed to do anything with that.
No, it's good. Then it's in it's done. It's done.
Perfect. We'll go back to the dashboard then and go to our P2s. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
So that is something Mike Taylor is working on
Okay.
right now.
And it
And
looks
it's
like it's in a sprint, so
for Trillium.
yep. Okay. And they are talking, so it looks like Mike is responding in here to comments and things like that. So I just think leave that one alone. Okay, library reported that. Do, 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 do. Courses. Try to open the course record. That could be a problem for upcoming school year for sure.
Watch the comments.
Let's see. No comments.
Okay. When was that created?
It was created. When was it created? Is it at the top?
No, it's in the right column at the bottom.
July 8th.
Okay, so that's rather new. We'll Thor team will dig into it.
Okay.
I'm back from vacation today, so I'll see.
Wonderful. Okay. Order parameter does not return entries for order and API. Looks like
So it's in a upcoming sprint. So
yes. And okay. Well, this has been a pretty, this has been open since January, so I'm glad to see it's at least gotten a sprint finally.
yeah.
Mark mapping.
So it's in
It's
scope for
in,
Trillium. It has
okay.
a
And it has a
sprint.
sprint. So, okay. Let's see. This one, single record import.
So that should not be assigned to Jakob. I don't know who has assigned that to him.
Okay. Comments. Looks like we got a comment the other day. Our old friend omitting the word not. Okay, have my work. Oh, let's see. Brooks said something in July. This is resolved for LC, but it would still be an issue for any other Folio library that did the same.
Oh,
So.
this is maybe you remember from talking about it previously, but this is the one where trying to import from LC wouldn't work because it looked like there was already a Folio record from it because it was coming from a Folio system as of their migration. So
Right.
the fix really lies in the metadata management side, right? As
Okay.
far as how, unless it's on the data. I don't know where that fix actually is, but it's about exporting records and stripping out the 999s, or it's
Okay.
about ignoring them upon
Right.
that data import operation. So I'm not sure if the discussion spells out those
Robert,
details.
if you can write that in as a comment, and then I think we should close this ticket as won't do, because it has,
Seems like it has been
it's
resolved.
yeah, and it is that you simply, maybe have a process similar to when doing regular round tripping of records where you have to delete 999. Otherwise data import will not work.
Well, but it's Z3950 though. It's not, I can't delete the 999 from the LC source system when I'm trying to bring them into my Utah State University system, for example, right? Like Z3950 doesn't have that built into the configuration. So it's trying to bring in a record that has a field that Folio fails on. And I think they've come up with some kind of a fix on the LC side, but what about anybody
Well,
else,
and that's
right?
what Brooks is sort of saying, or Mike is sort of saying here. Brooks is saying it like that's great for LC, but this would still be an issue for every other library that has Z3950, right? So,
What if I want to download from the Mobius catalog? It's not going to
exactly.
work because of how Folio works.
Right,
All
right.
right. Got it, got it. So I will assign it to Mike Taylor. because he can do the C30. No, he cannot do C39. Like that. So maybe it should not be mod copycat then.
Does the description give details on what we think should happen? Because
So
I think
I
there's a few different possibilities.
let me talk with Mike and see if he needs more, and then I add you with
Here's
CC
what,
Robert
can you see
if
what
you.
Mike did here? This is what he says he did.
Oh yeah. So who can verify if this is still an issue then?
So, I mean, I think what he did was test an
When?
import from Library of Congress, but I don't think the broader issue is fixed.
No, but is that, could you maybe see if you could reproduce for a non-LC library
Yeah, see if I can
instead
find
of
credentials.
doing that we are, hypothetical talks about other libraries. So
And steps to replicate that they can build from. Okay.
yeah, that would be so
Yeah,
that.
I think I've got it.
Okay, so I don't need to write anything on this one then, right?
Well,
Right.
then we
Yeah,
can talk
I'll do it
Monday.
today. I'll
Perfect.
put
Yeah,
something into the paper.
perfect.
We'll see it next time.
Thank you.
Sounds good. And I changed the assignee to be Mike Taylor. And
Okay.
we'll see. But Jakob Skotjen can definitely not do anything about it. So that's me who today added support. And if you scroll down, the thing is that if you have a multi-tenant of libraries, then there is an Eureka bug who cannot support it. So you cannot have different versions of the different modules in different versions in a multi-tenant. And that is something is, yeah, I expect EBSCO to do the same as we here in IndexedData. And this is found by GBV. So the issue is that you then need to upgrade all your customers in one go. And that's not how we do it. We make sure one customer has a test, and then they confirm the test environment, and then we upgrade them, and then we take another customer. And we are more or less hand-holding them through the process.
I see.
So I now added that as a support and suggested that because it's going to affect more or less most of customers, and that this should be a critical service patch. And I can see that apparently someone has changed the release now to be a service patch. So that's not me who has done that. Someone else must have done that.
Great. Okay. Well, then I will go to the next one.
So that was the one we
Oh,
talked
that's the one
about.
we just did. Sorry, not paying any attention. Okay, not all, a single tenant folio. Oh, see what the comments say.
At least the limit wasn't 10, though. That
Right.
kind of makes you feel good.
So it looks like Anne is looking at it, but
But it's long ago.
update since June. So,
So I will say you should never, never, never do a hard code saying 20, because you, so I hope
yeah,
not.
I hope not either. Oh, it looks like Anne responded 5 days ago to your thread, Charlotte.
Talking about the spike. Do we have a number on that spike?
Let's see.
Does it
Because
have an assignee at that point?
then we have a need to have a block this ticket on that spike.
Okay.
But if she does not mention the spike, then we should ask her. What's
Okay.
this?
So you want me to respond to Anne here in this
I would not
here?
do it in a thread. I would.
No, just tag her.
No,
I'm
no.
not.
I would write a new comment. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm sorry, tell me what I'm supposed to say right now about the spike.
Yeah. So I would say, it sounds like this ticket is blocked by a spike ticket the Vega team is working on. Please let us know the JIRA ticket number. Alternatively, block this ticket on the spike work. Because she can do it that as PO. She should maybe have done it.
And block this one, right? Block the.
Should we also expect an assignee and a change in status and a release or release target?
So the release target is Trillium. So that I would expect is not to be changed.
Oh,
It
yeah.
just sounds like they are. Need to do pre-work by doing that spike. But if we don't know what the spike is, then this ticket is kind of hanging loose in the loose
Yeah.
here. So we need to have it.
Right. Going back to the main dashboard. And P3s. Okay. Here we go. The same exact issue exists for custom fields. Filtering returns only 1,000 results. Nothing since June. It does have a sprint.
Yeah, and
So.
Volaris and Trillium, so I would
Okay.
expect it to be okay.
All right, we'll move to the next one. Wrong dates for items. Looks like Mike Taylor's working on it. It has sprints. It's on the way for Trillium.
Nothing they can do
And
here.
Mike has
3 hours ago.
3 hours ago and 3 days ago been responding. So I think we're okay on that one. Oh, do you want me to? I'm sorry. Do you want me to go back, Charlotte?
No,
Oh, okay.
I was just
Sorry. Some title requests break the access to the patron account. Okay. Let's see what the comments are.
It has the Volaris, it has a sprint, and it has a release target,
Yeah.
so we are good.
And you asked a question, it looks like, on June 9th. And
Yeah.
Tim acknowledged that, so. Okay, this has a sprint and Library of Congress. This is mostly for Library of Congress, reported slowing index times. Let's see.
Does it have a release target?
I'm decreasing the priority as we need to wait for FSE to complete additional tests, is what
Okay.
Kalila says here.
Okay. And but it is in Spitfire
Yeah.
sprint two
Yes.
two two. So I guess this is good. Library of Congress is probably pushing more than we are.
Yeah. Duplicate records and incoming field file treated inconsistently. Doesn't, let's see. What are the comments? Oh, September. No, it looks like there's a parent. Something to do with batch loading, I'm guessing.
The parent is the EPIC for all data import work, so that's nothing.
Okay.
But it is in scope for Trillium.
Okay.
No assignee, no. So
No.
make I would if yeah, I would make Ryan aware and then ask him, are you following this? And is this still realistic to get in for Trillium? And it is filed by Larry at Chalmers.
And Taylor, right?
Yeah.
And
Oh.
Like, see here. This was an issue reported by the Library of Congress. I've referred them to this JIRA. I've not heard any other instances occurring. I think it's an intermittent problem, not easily reproduced. Thank you, Michelle. I'm struggling to know where we take this next. Okay, so I think until Library of Congress now needs to sort of respond, right? If this is a problem, I mean, I'm not sure who that is.
Who is, maybe you
Is it
know
EBSCO?
Robert? Yeah, I
Yeah, she's
know, but
EBSCO hosting.
yeah, but
Okay.
who is the key contact person at EBSCO for the Library of Congress work?
I mean, it depends on the
Okay,
issue.
all
I mean,
right.
Soba and Michelle are both good possibilities, depending on the details.
Okay.
Okay, it sounds like, well, Owen just responded a few hours ago, so we probably just need to give Michelle a minute to respond.
Yeah,
So.
but Sunflower Service Patch number one, that's gonna be soon. Isn't that the one coming out in a couple of weeks?
I think so.
And if it's only in draft right now, then that's probably not gonna happen.
I mean, if we don't have steps to reproduce, then it's not going to happen, but
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to leave this one alone and let Michelle respond to Owen. Constraint level call number type ID to refer. No, so it's got a sprint 222 and it has a release. Let's see, a lot of work.
And isn't it the one which is in code review?
Is it? Yes, it is. So we should just
So we
keep
are good.
moving.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Umbrella leaf. Had no idea you was umbrella leaf. I don't think I'd seen that one yet.
So umbrella leave is not gonna be rolled out until next year.
Right. So Julian did respond to this, and Oh, so I guess this is from my campus, or my, because that's Stephen.
Oh, I see Thunderjet is Dennis Bridges' team and Umbrella League. It shouldn't say R3 2025 because that's gonna be not
Yeah.
done. I have mentioned that to Oleksiy Petrenko a couple of times, but it's not fixed.
Okay, do you want me to do anything with this one or leave it as is?
So I would leave it as is, because it's work happening
Yeah, it's happening.
late this year, early next year.
Okay, so here we go. This has a folio sprint.
Yeah, Foliot is working on it.
Yep.
Should be, but it's a 2021, that's this current sprint, and there's no assignee yet.
Ah,
So
and no one.
maybe ask Ryan who should this ticket be assigned to.
It finds not canceled. That's a problem. Make a this is a queue release problem. Let's see.
Well, I don't see a release target.
Right. And we asked, we pinged Thomas. We didn't see anything about Trillium.
And I think P3 is probably because this is about money.
Yeah.
So P3 is probably not a correct priority.
Would you like me to just ping
Yeah.
Thomas again or?
Thomas and Anne. No, yeah, if he finds is the Vega team. So Anne Ekdahl.
Just gonna copy what I wrote last time and then CC Anne. Is that what you said? CC Anne as well?
Or write to Anne and Thomas.
Yep.
So just add an.
Yep, that's my plan. Okay. Periodic harvesting not working. We can close this JIRA, create a PRs to make this changes permanent. So, looks like this could be closed, but it was not closed. So.
So maybe we as support sick can simply close it
Oh, we can. I think
instead of
you'll
it.
have to do that, Charlotte, because it's in that
Okay.
right.
So what's
Oh,
what was the
sorry. Mod harvest 136.
All right. Yeah. 136. Then I write support. And then I write, won't do. And if anyone wants to reopen it because of anything, then they can do that.
Terrific. Okay, failed order import, create associated inventory records and opened in a pending state. Yikes. It says it is a Trillium release, but again, no one's assigned to it. Let's
So
see.
I would, in that case, I would ask Ryan if this is really a P3, if it should not be. So I can see it's Anya who made it a P3,
Okay.
but I think it's a P2 because isn't this causing duplicate records?
It is.
Yeah, then it's a P2.
Okay. I'm gonna just rewrite what we wrote last time and say we'd like to change this to a P2 as
Yeah,
well.
yeah, yeah. Because we definitely, and it's still just open and not targeted for any sprint, so definitely should be fixed.
Okay. Looks like we asked for this person to add the steps to reproduce twice, and they haven't since September. So is this still an issue?
So I would then ask again, Ryan Taylor, and who maybe can help him.
Well, I think Ryan can't do anything until he's given steps to reproduce, right?
Okay.
From the reporter.
So, okay, and if she is not responding,
Yeah.
what about tagging Jennifer Eustace? She is leading the data import SIG work and is
Okay.
super responsive. And we can still ask Jeanette Kalchik as well, but if she is maybe it will help to have Jennifer's eyes on this. Excellent. I definitely think you have speeded up a lot during the past 20 minutes. So it was happening during the meeting.
Okay.
Excellent.
Terrific. Tell me page TLRs install queue. Okay, let's see. It's with Tavela Vega. Let's go down and see what the comments say. Okay, so looks like this was supposed to be critical for Library of Congress to go live.
So both Anne and Thomas are Vega POs. So they probably just missed it.
Okay, do you want me to ping them again?
Yeah, ping both. And
That's it. All right. Support dashboard. That's all of them because we don't have any P4s, right? So we've gone through everything. Yay.
That's nice. Yeah. Are we meeting next week or are we only doing this every other week now?
I don't know the answer to that. And
Okay.
that's an
Okay.
Anya call, right? I feel
All
like.
right. Okay. Okay.
Did Anya mention that we were going to start meeting every other week instead of weekly?
It's more if I look at when things have been canceled. So, but
Yes.
I'm fine. I can check in next Monday again.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Have a
Thank
good
you.
day.
Same
Thank
to
you.
you and nice week. Bye.